Right now.
I think it's wrong.
Okay. I realize the phrase, go with what you know, can be applied in a lot of different ways. But this morning I'd like to have us apply it to our lives. And I'd like us to think about how many times things seem upside down to us in so many different ways. And I want us to just look at a number of areas here this morning that Joshua, not cooperating here. There we go. What do you know for sure? When I was growing up, this was a common greeting in the South. You'd meet somebody and say, what do you know for sure today? And it actually was an opportunity. Sad to say, I seldom used that opportunity at that time, but it was an opportunity, a wide open door to share the gospel. What do you know? This morning, what do you know for sure? Is that what you're living on and living by? Or are you going by guesstimate? Are you living by what you know? Or what are you living, what are you basing your life on? What solid rock do you have in your life? When things get difficult, when things seem unfair, when they're just not where we like to be, what solid rock do you have to base your life on? Where do you turn when life just seems out of sync? When things aren't matching up, when things are not coming together in your life, where do you turn? What are you using as something to base life on? What do you know for sure? Here's a question that I want us to think about, because it's going to relate to all of what we talk about this morning. Do you find that what you feel has more weight, more pull in your life on a daily basis than what you know? You know, it's so easy for us to talk about what we believe. But what you believe is what you do. That's what you believe. You can talk about what's on paper all day long. But what you do is what you believe. Now, what are we doing? Is it based on how we feel? Or is it based on what we know? I think that's an important question for us to think about. Does what you see and understand with your mind or your eyes, is that what establishes truth in your life? Or is there something more than that? Is there something greater, something stronger in your life than what you see and understand? I think that's an important question for us to answer. What place does absolute truth have in your life? Well, you say it's got a lot of place in my life. Well, we'll look at some things, and then you can answer that question as we go along. Let's just look at some things. Go with what you know when life is upside down. Job, probably more than any other human being other than Jesus Christ himself, was going through a difficult time difficult is hardly a big enough word to describe it. Everything in Job's life was upside down. Everything. The pain, physical, mental, emotional, relational pain that Job was feeling was so intense. Job was even struggling with his relationship with God. He just knew that if he could talk to God, that somehow he could discover what this stuff was all about. So Job was in a really, really, really intense situation, and life was totally upside down. But here's what Job said in the middle of all of that. He said, I know that my Redeemer lives, and that he's going to stand on the earth, and that I'm going to see him face to face. I know that. That was the rock. That was the solid place. That was what Job knew that he could hang on to, even when everything around was upside down. And Job was able to come through all of that and be blessed by God. He could have chosen the route that his wife suggested. He could have cursed God and die and received God's curse on his life. But he knew. What did he know for sure? He knew that his Redeemer lives. And that changed all the rest of what he was facing. Didn't change his circumstances, didn't change the death of his children, didn't change the loss of his goods, but it changed everything because he knew something. There was something that he could hang on to. Now, when you're faced with the majesty of God, and what I have in mind here is the fact that God, like Job says, that God can do everything. How many of you believe God can do everything? Oh, absolutely. How's it work every day? Huh? Tomorrow, when you got a flat tire, and you're running late, and stuff isn't happening right, God can do everything? Really? You know, it's a nice thing to say, but it's another thing to know and to live by. And that's what I'm thinking about here. And that's Job is saying this. He's having all this discussion with his friends, and in the end, God comes and speaks to Job. And Job says, I know that you can do everything. Okay, so there's two things that Job had in his life that kept him when everything was upside down. He knew that his Redeemer lived, and that someday he's going to be around again. And he also knew that God knew everything. Is that a scary thought or a comforting thought? If it's something that you're knowing, go with what you know. When life is upside down, it'll affect where you come out in life. When life isn't fair, how many of you here, everything about your life has been fair? Has your whole life been fair, everything that happened to you, Mary? Really? You sure? Well, I believe God was in control, but it's not fair. Right? It's not fair. Life isn't fair. Stuff isn't fair. Fair is comparative, right? Fair is not solid. So when I say it's not fair, then I'm not getting what somebody else gets or what I think I should get. One of the biggest struggles I think that many of us face in life is this whole thing of life isn't fair. But And we'll talk about this a little bit more. But I want us to remember something. Every one of us here, every one of us, is getting way, way, way more than what we deserve. If we got what we deserve, none of us would be alive today. Not one. So don't get too carried away on fair. But when life isn't fair, we feel like life isn't fair, what are we going to go with? Psalm 119:75. I know, O Lord, that your judgments are right, and that thou in faithfulness hast afflicted me. What's he saying? He's saying, God, it doesn't seem fair, but I know that you know, and you know what's best, and you're working what's best in my life. You're allowing the things, you're working through the things that are coming into my life for my good and for your glory. So be careful when you're tempted to go with the feeling that life isn't fair. Go with what you know. I know, Lord, your judgments, your understanding, your wisdom is right. When you're mistreated. Anybody here been mistreated? Nobody? Huh? How many have been mistreated? Come on. Put your hands up, everybody. Put your hands up. You've been mistreated, right? We all have. It happens. Whether intentionally or unintentionally, it happens. What are you going to do when you're mistreated? That feeling of being mistreated is not a good feeling. And it can drive us off in paths where we don't want to live if we're not careful. We need to go with what we know. Psalm 140:12. I know that the Lord will maintain the cause of the afflicted and the right of the poor. Now we take that over into the New Testament. We can look at Romans. Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Don't take vengeance when you're mistreated. Don't try to get even. Let the Lord take care of it. He sees a lot more things than you do. He understands. He knows exactly what's going on. And you and I need to hang on to that. I know that the Lord is maintaining my cause. Do you know that today? Do you know that for sure? The Lord is maintaining my cause. When you're thinking of here and now, and what I have in mind here is when you're thinking of here and now, and you should really be thinking about eternity, right? We get so focused on here and now that we often forget what God wants to have us focus on. Solomon wrote in Ecclesiastes 3:14, I know that whatsoever God doeth, it will be forever. Whatever God does, it will be forever. So if I'm in God's will, following God, allowing Him to direct my life, focused on that, then that will be eternal. If I'm doing my stuff and asking God to bless it, then that's here and now. And that's going to be burned with fire. It's going to be gone in the judgment. So we've got to be thinking, I know. Yeah, and if I would ask you, you'd all say, yes, I know that the eternal things are the most important. But what about tomorrow? What about the next day? What about all week long? Are the eternal things the things I go with, or are the things I go with the things that are here and now? Ask the Lord to show you what He wants you to do. Go with what you know when you think you can go it on your own. I've talked about this often, and I'm going to mention it again. Our biggest problem as human beings is trusting our own judgment, our own wisdom. We go day by day, and we go full bore ahead in what we think, in what we feel, in what we want, and all of a sudden we run into a wall somewhere and we say, "Oh, God, I need your help." We have a tendency, and most of us wouldn't say it out loud, but we have this tendency to think, you know what? God gave me common sense. God gave me a mind to think. He expects me to use it, and I'm using it. Well, that's good to a degree. But look what Jeremiah realized. Jeremiah 10:23. O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. What's he saying? What's he telling us? What did Jeremiah know that's important for us to know? He knew that it is impossible. Impossible. Not possible. Get that? It's not possible for us to guide our own life and have it be eternally successful. Solomon said the same thing in Proverbs. You know, don't trust your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge God. Seek after Him. Trust in Him. So when we are tempted, when we feel like we've got this, this is an easy one. I can handle this one. Don't need your help, God, today. When we feel like we can handle it, go with what you know. It's not in me. It's not in me to direct my way. And Proverbs talks about our way, our path, our steps. So those all come into this as well. When you're feeling pretty spiritual, is spirituality how you feel? Do you feel spiritual every day? There's times when because we start to do something, or we don't do something, or because of whatever reason, we can start to feel really spiritual. Look what Romans 7, this is Paul, the Apostle Paul, talking. I know that in my flesh dwells no good thing. Oh, really? Do you know that? Do you really know that? Oh, yeah, we say, yeah, we agree with it. But do you know that? Do you go with what you know? The only good thing that can be in us is Christ. Christ in you, the hope of glory. And Paul went on and talked about this in Colossians, how Christ, I am crucified with Christ. And nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. If there's anything good that comes out of us, it's only because of Christ in us. It's not because of me. I'm not spiritual. Paul says, I'm carnal, sold under sin. So he's helping us to see that it's only by the presence of Jesus Christ in our lives And by His work and by His leading and by His Holy Spirit's presence in our lives, that we are able to be spiritual. Don't start a checklist. Okay? This is what we do. We have this checklist. If I do this and this and this and this, and I don't do this and this and this, I'm spiritual. Wrong. Wrong. If you're abiding in Christ, and Christ is abiding in you, you're spiritual. Okay? Do you know that? Go with what you know, not what you think. Here's where we get off on this. We have these things that we know. The Apostle Paul, when he was Saul, was the same way. He knew that the Christian way was wrong. And he was out to get rid of it. With all his strength, with everything that he could put together, with letters from the Pharisees and the Sanhedrin and all of those people, and he went around and got rid of as many Christians as he possibly could to stamp out the way. He knew. Ah. So be careful. Make sure that what you know is from God and not from yourself. Okay? That's another part of this whole thing of feeling spiritual. Make sure that what you know is from God and not just something that you've picked up from the past or something that you've come up with yourself or something that somebody else has said. When you look down your nose at someone else for what they think, one of the easiest things, and this goes along with feeling spiritual, one of the easiest things for us to do is what the Bible tells us is foolish to do, and that's compare ourselves among ourselves. And we do it this way. We look at somebody that is at a different level, apparently a different level spiritually, and we decide whether they are more or less spiritual than we are. And we often do that by what they do or don't do. Be careful. Here's what the Apostle Paul says, Romans 14. I know, and I am persuaded by the Lord Jesus Christ. You see what he's saying there? I've been persuaded. The Lord Jesus Christ has persuaded me. I didn't think this originally. I didn't understand this earlier in my life, but I've been persuaded by the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Nothing is unclean of itself. Meat cannot be clean or unclean spiritually. Cloth cannot be clean or unclean spiritually. Wood cannot be clean or unclean spiritually. What's Paul saying? There is nothing unclean of itself. But to him that thinks that it's unclean, esteemeth anything to be unclean, that to him it's unclean. And so in his discussion there, he goes on to say, be careful. Don't look down your nose at the brother that eats meat. And don't condemn the brother that won't eat meat. He's doing it to the Lord. And he goes on and he says, to his own master he standeth or falleth. Be careful. Be careful. Be careful. How you look at somebody else in what they do or don't do. I know. This is what the Apostle Paul said. Go with what you know, not what you feel, not what you've thought all your life. You can be persuaded just like Paul was by Christ. Go with what you know. When you're tempted to be ashamed of Christ, I think all of us at some time or other face the temptation to be ashamed. Paul said this in 2 Timothy 1:12. For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed. For I know whom I have believed. And I'm persuaded that He's able to keep that which I've committed to Him against that day or until that day. He says, I know. I know. And because of what I know, I'm not ashamed. Was Paul ashamed? No. Look at him in prison. Gets thrown in the stocks, and he's there singing and praising. And this is something interesting. We know why the jailers stayed there, but why did all the prisoners stay? Right? Think about that. Ask Lee what prisoners do when the jail doors open. When you think you have it bad, we have a tendency to, this goes along with life not being fair, we tend to think we have it bad. Job could have thought that, could have easily thought that. And there's times in our lives when we can easily think that. But let's be careful. Romans 8:22. We know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth together in pain until now. You think you have it bad? The animals have it bad. The whole creation is suffering, is experiencing pain because of sin. So don't start pitying yourself and thinking how bad you have it. Go with what you know. It's part of sin. The pain, the heartache, the suffering that comes our way is part of sin. And we find freedom and deliverance from that in Jesus Christ. We got to go with what we know when we think we have it bad. When you just don't understand. Job was there. He just did not understand what was going on. He couldn't see very much of the picture at all. He saw the little bit around him, but he just couldn't understand. And there's a lot of people in our world that are struggling, can't understand. Their families just got blown up on a bus. Doesn't make sense. We can't understand. All kinds of things happen. We don't understand. But Romans 8:28 tells us we know. And here's the rock to hang on to when we don't understand. We know that all things work together for good to them who love God and who are the called according to His purpose. Do I understand that? No. But I know it. I know it. I don't know how it works. I can't explain it. I can't make it fit every situation of life. I don't understand. But I know. And when I hang on to what I know, even when I don't understand, it gives me strength. Absolutely. Absolutely. There's so many situations in life we don't understand. And I want you to understand something else. We may never understand in this life. This is not a promise that 10 years down the road the picture's going to open up and you're going to know. That's not what this is about. But it is something that we can know for sure. We know that all things work together for good. And we have to hang on to that when we don't understand. When life is uncertain, when we face sickness, when we face death, when we face calamities, we face all kinds of things, life becomes very uncertain. It's easy for people at those times to despair, to feel like it's hopeless, to feel like there's no answers. But 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1 says this, "We know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle," he's talking about our bodies, that houses our spirit. "We know if this tabernacle were dissolved," when it disappears, "we have a building of God eternal in the heavens." We know that. That's the rock, that's the certainty, the thing that we can hold on to when life is uncertain. When the future isn't clear, go with what you know. And here's what we know. 1 John chapter 3, verse 2. "Beloved, now," right now, "we're the sons of God. It doesn't yet appear what we shall be." That's in the future. "But we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we'll see Him as He is." Now, He didn't say He's going to show us all the future. He said when Jesus appears, we know that we'll be like Him. How much do you need to know today to have a solid rock under your life? Here's something that we can use when the future isn't clear. We know when He shall appear, we're going to be like Him. We don't know all the future. We don't know what life looks like tomorrow or even the rest of today. But we do know when He appears, we're going to be like Him. And that's something we can know and live on. When we don't feel like God's child, everyone who is born again is a child of God. There's times when we don't feel like His child. That's what I'm speaking to. I'm not speaking to someone who has never committed their life to Christ and they say, "Well, I know that I'm a child of God." No, we're talking about those who abide in Christ and Christ abides in them. 1 John chapter 5, 19 and 20. "We know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness." We know that. And one of the interesting thing, a side note here, one of the key words in 1 John when you read that book is know. He talks over and over and over about knowing, knowing, knowing. Here's how you know. Here's how you know. Here's how you know. But he says, "We know that we are of God." And he also says, "We know that the Son of God is come and given us an understanding that we may know Him that is true." We've had that opportunity. We know that, and we are in Him that is true, even in His Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. When we're struggling, when it feels like we're not God's child, we hang on to what we know. I belong to Him. He's mine, I'm His. I am a child of God. I know. When you're struggling in life, when things seem upside down, when things don't make sense, when you're wondering about your future, whatever situation of life, find something that you know and hang on to that with all your might. Hang on to it. Find strength in it. Find courage in it. Don't let how things appear, don't let your feelings, don't let what anybody else tells you take you away from what you know. Again, I'm not talking about what we think. I'm not talking about our ideas or our preferences. I'm talking about what we know. Truth. Truth that is truth for all time, for every place, for every culture, for every person that is a child of God. Okay? Let's stand together. Oh yeah, Dana wants to. You want to come up? Okay. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your mercies. We thank you for the privilege we have to call upon you. We ask your guidance. Help us, Lord, as we face uncertainties and difficulties and struggles in life. Help us to go with what we know and to live in victory, to follow you faithfully and allow you to receive glory through our lives. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.